From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, 7 months after he escaped from prison.
Con esta operación son 98.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said with this operation, 98 of 122 of Mexico's most wanted criminals no longer represent a threat to Mexican society, criminals, he said, that for many years have hurt the country. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that the U.S. provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years, and residents and officials in Timbuktu said gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley, took her away. There was no claim of responsibility so far. A suspected U.S. drone strike killed at least 17 Islamic State militants that happened in eastern Afghanistan on Friday, shortly after the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. Officials and residents said the violence occurred in a remote district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Israeli military says 2 Palestinians were shot and killed after trying to stab soldiers at a checkpoint in the West Bank. It was the latest in a series of attacks over the past 3 months by Palestinians targeting Israeli forces. Ongoing violence was set off by rumors Israel was planning to take over East Jerusalem, a holy site there, sacred to Jews and Muslims. This is VOA News.